6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello! Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Fashionista Phoebe.
That's a PH. That's a PH, not enough. My name is Caroline. Oh. And today, guys, we're bringing you our full recap of the Met Gala. And I know you guys have been on the edge of your seats. You're like, what are Caroline and Phoebe going to say about the Met Gala looks?
I mean, and you know what they said after Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace, when she did pass?
Tell me.
They said, man, I can't wait till the Connell girls are old enough to have a podcast.
Are older. Meanwhile, I was probably fully old enough. I can't wait till they're old enough. Yeah. And I just want to remind you all as we get into this. We've never been. It's not that we haven't been invited. We just haven't made it to the Met Gala yet. And we also, I don't know if I've said this in the pod, but I've sort of come to this realization that how would I describe you and me? How would I describe our podcast? Sort of like unfortunately relatable. Like we don't want to be relatable at all. We're definitely not going for that. But it's just if sort of where we ended up. And so this is more of that commentary from your average Joe, I guess.
But hey, you say unfortunately for us, but fortunately for everybody else that gets to relate to us.
Yeah, it's true. I think about how everyone's like, oh my God, you guys are so relatable. And we're like, and not for lack of trying not to be. We are certainly trying to be aspirational, not relatable,
the second we have a chance to be on,
we will no longer, believe me, we're not planning on living in this relatable space for much longer, okay? As soon as we can jettison out of there, we will be. So, anywho, just a little preface before we get into our Met Gala coverage. But Fee, overall thoughts, what'd you think? Met Gala was last night, so we are recording the next day.
I loved it. I loved this theme. I knew I was going to like this theme. I've been very excited about it since they announced it. I think that it really lends itself to, like, I just think that this was an accessible theme in a way where it got to celebrate culture in a really beautiful, wonderful way. But also, it wasn't like a theme like camp that is so clearly going to be out of people's comfort zones.
Yeah.
There was a lot of room to take a nuanced approach while still being really on theme and also taking more risks. That being said, I didn't want to see a single regular black suit on this carpet, and I did. And that to me is inexcusable because this theme was pun intended, tailor made for men. Yeah. Specifically. It was, I mean, it was totally great for women too, but I just think suits are like, we're going to be a very prominent thing that we saw. So I don't understand why you don't even try to like do something a little interesting.
I know it is disappointing because it's just like, of course there are going to be those years where like, it's not, you might show up wearing a suit and we are kind of like disappointed, but not surprised, or we're disappointed, but we're like, okay, I get it. If you felt intimidated by this,
you're not going to show up in the Lady Gaga's pink
dress. For something like this, it's just like the playground was so large. Like there was so much that could be done with this. And I think, I saw a lot of really untailored looks, you know, like there were some looks that were so perfectly tailored. Zendaya comes to mind, which we need to talk about how never has she ever shown up wearing the same shit as somebody else.
I know. And we have two realizations here. One,
La Roche,
is it a myth
took on too many
Anna
people?
Wintour, or is it a myth that Anna Wintour doesn't actually look at everybody's outfits and approve them?
I forgot
and
that.
Also, no offense to the other star who wore a similar outfit to Zendaya, but it is just as if we needed any more proof that Zendaya is the special sauce. Yeah. It's not necessarily what she's wearing. She could wear anything and it's always going to look better on Zendaya than anybody. Imagine showing
no,
up.
No, I know,
maybe
Phoebe.
That was that girl's, maybe that was that girl's first Met Gala, and you show up in the same outfit as anybody, that would be enough.
I would.
But as Zendaya?
I'm like, there are a few people that if I caught wind that we were even dressed alike, even in the same, you know, realm, I would have been like, first of all, I'm no longer going and I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be here because how dare I? How dare I even like think for 1 second I was going to show up wearing something that, and it's like Zendaya, Rihanna, those are really the two people that it's just like, you don't. God, can you imagine anything worse than showing up in matching outfits? Oh, God.
No, not at all.
So before we dive into our favorite looks, moments, I want to go over the theme a little bit just in case any of y'all aren't familiar. So I went and looked at Vogue released some articles over the last week sort of detailing this so we could all go into the Met Gala with an understanding. So I'm just going to kind of
speak on it. It was a much more understandable theme than I loved last year's theme.
Yeah.
But again, there was a lot of room for, I think, not getting it from the general public and the guests.
And what's nice about this theme.
And you had to like, there was like fully assigned reading for last year's theme.
Yeah.
That you had to do.
Yeah. Yeah, there was. But I kind of liked that. I was like, yeah. And also.
Well, yeah, of course you did.
I was thinking like, I mean, what would happen if we just like imposed a fine, you know, and it's like the host or the chairs of the event get to decide whether or not you actually dressed the theme, because here's the thing,
they have to greet them anyway.
I know.
Each chair has to stand there and shake their hand and like
hold up scorecards like on Dancing with the Stars, like like, okay, let's just do it. Because I'm like, what would happen, what kind of looks would we see if there was some sort of financial some sort of fine, or I don't know, or maybe it's just Anna Wintour looking you up and down with a disapproving look, you know, maybe that's the fine, maybe that's enough.
That would make me
fall, tumble right down the steps, Jason Derulo style. That would be the last time you saw me. And can you believe that actually happened? And can you believe that wasn't
actually
a meme? Like it was a meme, but it wasn't like a fake meme. It wasn't something that was just like conjured up. That's a real event.
Like his fall is so like, you would have thought that like it was the year camp was the theme,
and it was
like a
planned
thing that he had like a stunt.
It was
double.
A full yes.
It was like
yes, the steps were padded that year because they knew no, and it's like the fall was truly unlike any normal fall I've ever seen. I mean, I don't know how you fall
like
down the steps
upside down,
flipping. It's like he lands on his head, does like 360, keeps going. Like it's
and they also those steps look a little padded, but also they look pretty wide. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's not like it was and there's only like a couple steps and then a landing and then more. You know, so it's not like it's like a big steep stairwell that he just like
and
fell back. And there was a lot of. If the grade was deep enough, maybe he would have like gotten airborne, but that's what
like you didn't even get airborne. Okay, so I'm gonna go into this a little bit. So the party, our theme this year was super fine. And this was the Met Gala, or sorry, God, the Met exhibit, but for this Met Gala, it was really tailored for you. So there's a lot of confusion. Right. I feel like I used to get confused about that a lot. I'd be like, well, the theme of the exhibit is this, so why are people wearing this? And it's like, the Met Gala is inspired by the exhibit, but the exhibit theme is not the Met Gala theme. So it's just something to like keep in mind. So the theme, the party is celebrating the history and influence of the black dandy in the Western world and the way fashion has been used as a tool of both enslavement and liberation. The show was inspired by the 2009 book Slaves to Fashion, Black Dandyism and the Styling of Black Diasporic Identity by Monica L. Miller, a professor of African Studies at Barnard College, and it has been jointly curated by Professor Miller and Andrew Bolton, the Costume Institute's curator in charge. And so here's just a description from Vogue of what this idea of the black dandy really is. So the black dandy of the Harlem Renaissance was someone who used dress to assert themselves in a world that often denied them dignity. Just as dandyism had once represented defiance against the traditional aristocracy, it now became a way to reject the limitations placed on black people in America. The sharp suit, the polished shoes, the bow tie, these were not just fashion choices, they were ways of asserting one's right to exist on their own terms. In a racially segregated America, the black dandy's outfit became a form of resistance, an elegant middle finger to a society that sought to define them by race, not character. So it's really this merging of black culture with European style fashion. And it really came to be during the Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s. And this sort of like defiance against what we would often see from these European, like, you know, aristocracy sort of fashion statements, where it's like we're draped in fabrics. We've got it's just this like huge ostentatious display of wealth and garments, and the more fabric you have, the richer you are, and these kind of things, where now we have these like really refined sharp angles and the tailored suits they're kind of doing the opposite of that. And so the modern black dandy embraces bespoke tailoring, extravagant accessories, bold color palettes. We've got accessorizing with purpose, whether it's a pocket square, a fedora, a pair of statement sunglasses, whatever that is. And it also incorporates global influences. So we can have African textiles, Caribbean flair, and American street style.
Hey, Anna Wintour. Where was my invite?
It's not like Phoebe hasn't been styling almost every outfit with a fedora for literally years.
And as a kid, I used to really like a three-piece suit.
I don't know that you... God, imagine what sort of trouble little Phoebe would have gotten into if she could step into like a sharp tailored three-piece suit, pocket square, tilted fedora. I love some of the hats we saw on the carpet. Like, so Jodie Turner Smith, I thought, had one of the coolest looks and hats. She had the like maroon leather...
She one of the hosts?
I don't know if she was a host, but she had the maroon leather pantsuit and this big sort of like jacket that had a train. And she had this gorgeous hat that I thought it was like a top hat. It was like maroon leather, burgundy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Was she a host?
Yeah. No.
It was gorgeous.
I was thinking of a different hat.
That was one of my favorite looks of the evening. Should we go through
some
of our best dress? Should we dive in like that? What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I like this. Like last year, I feel like my best dress list was a lot. Like I went through every look this morning, all 305, and almost all of them I liked at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And I broke it up into looks that I really loved and looks that I liked, and then looks I have questions about.
Mm-hmm. And
looks I was unsure of and looks that were bad. And there were only 4 looks that I was like, these are bad.
Yeah, there weren't that many, but I did have a few as well. I have to say, okay, I was duped. Okay, AI officially got me this year. I know this is also like a running joke, so how the heck did it get me? You know what I mean? Like, how are we going to do an AI picture of Katy Perry on the Met Gala carpet every year and it's still fooling me? Oh!
Well, because it keeps getting better.
But this year I was like, okay, not her being like on my best dress look. It was so this AI creation of this gorgeous tailored suit, but then almost like oil spill vibes. And I was like, makes sense. She was just on a spaceship. I mean, she knows what she did.
It kind of goes along with her whole aesthetic.
Their whole aesthetic
thing that's happening.
Yeah. And I was like, honestly, I hate to say it, good for her. Good for KP.
She would have been on my list.
I thought it was so good. All the different angles we had. And then the Met Gala posting it on their Instagram.
Come on, y'all.
Yes. That's how I saw it. And I reposted
it. Some 19-year-old intern was like, oh, my God, Katy Perry looked fierce.
Well, worse than that, Phoebe. And they didn't know. Worse than that. Some little 19-year-old social media intern posted a photo of Megan Thee Stallion and called her Bigfoot in the caption on the Mets page. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Have we lost our minds? Are we out of our gourds? Like, someone correct me if I'm getting this wrong, but I'm not.
It's giving Vanity Fair after party.
No, it's crazy. I know, it's crazy. Okay, so anyway, let's start going through our looks. So just, we want to go back and forth. What do you think? What's the best way to do this?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. I think for me, the first look I saw where I was like, whoa, this might be the look of the night was Diana Ross. I mean, it's her first Met that she's been to since 2003.
Yeah.
And I just think for it to be this theme and to show up with her son, I just thought it was a really awesome thing. Her grandkids and her children's names were embroidered under the cape.
Mm-hmm.
She shut down the carpet. It took up the entire thing. Yeah. It was awesome. I thought she looked amazing. And she was early in the night.
I think it's so sweet. Her son is who convinced her to go. I'm imagining, like, her son's like, Mom, please. Okay, fine. I want to go. Because her son looked great also. Imagine awesome. Diana's like, I get invited every year, but I just don't feel like it. And he's like, Mama, please. I want to go this year. It's the perfect year to go. Did you know that the dress she's wearing is from her personal collection? And I guess if you're Diana Ross, you can do that. It's like always archival because you fucking wore it when you're in the Supremes. Like,
Ross.
Yeah. I will say it's kind of funny because she comes out. So I was watching the E! Red Carpet and Christian Siriano was on there. Did you see any of this?
No, I was watching the Vogue live stream.
Okay. Okay, a little more polished. Okay. I've never really heard.
Yeah, I like to keep it classy on the first Monday of May.
Yeah, and that is so true about you. I don't know that I've ever really heard Christian Siriano talk for extended periods of time. And I was watching this and I was like, oh, so now I completely understand why he and Bronwyn Newport are best friends. Like, this makes complete and total sense to me now that I'm watching this.
My introduction to Christian Siriano was
not Tay.
When he made that dress for Taylor.
And then he outed her.
And then he was like, wait, no, it was for Billy Porter.
But he liked all these comments or responded to comments. He's like, so messy.
He stitched this video where someone was was this meant for Taylor? And he sipped his tea. And I was like, you can't.
Are you out of your mind? You're going to be on a hit list by someone named Tree Payne.
I like that in the divorce, it was very clear that I think Carly gets the Met.
Yeah. And I mean, well, I guess because no sign of Taylor, no sign of Travis. Apparently they both had, they couldn't make it work with their work schedules, to which I say, this is work. Number one, this is the most important meeting you'll have all year. And number two, and what work?
They were both in New York and they're both off season. Yeah, what work? Now.
Hey, Taylor, haven't seen you in the studio. I'm waiting. We got two albums I'm waiting on. What do you mean work?
And also the Office of Copyright is also waiting for
the Office of Copyright is over here TikTok. Do you not feel them breathing down your neck, Taylor? Anyway, Diana Ross, though. So the other thing about Christian Siriano is that he was pissing off his co-host in such a major way. Like, they were getting visibly bothered by the things he was saying.
Co-host?
There were three or four women. I don't know their names. One of them is from Project Runway. So she and Christian know each other and whatever. But it just everything. And the thing is, I'm like, okay, well, that's what Joan Rivers was doing. It was a little bit different. But why do we have to say everybody looks nice? Why when Sydney Sweeney walks out, everyone's like, oh, she looks gorgeous. And it's quiet. And you can tell that they're all but where's the theme? You know what I mean? And he's like, can we be fucking for real, you guys? And he was really just kind of saying what we were all thinking, which was nice.
I feel with Joan Rivers, they were removed from the actual event. So maybe because they're there, they feel they have to have a bit more decorum.
Maybe.
Whereas if they were off on some studio set somewhere watching a live stream and reacting, they'd be able to, because I think that's kind of what Fashion Police did. Like, they would watch live and give their opinions, so they would be brutally honest.
My other thing, though, about it is, like, Joan Rivers, although the people who get it, a lot of people didn't, and a lot of people thought she was, like, unnecessarily mean, and unfortunately, that permeates a lot of her legacy, which I don't think is fair. It's like, that is what we're all doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. But I wonder if there's a little bit of fear. Like, they don't want to be canceled, especially with the way social media is now. It wasn't like that.
We wouldn't be able to have Joan Rivers now.
No. She'd be canceled so fast. So I think that was part of it. And I mean, the whole time.
Here's where I fall on it. As long as you're not commenting on, like, someone's body.
Yeah.
It's fair game, especially at an event like
this. I have a few comments, because I saw a few headlines and I was like, I'm sorry, what year is it? I'm going to read you this headline I saw about Lizzo, okay?
Oh.
Hang on a sec.
Who I thought looked great. I like her outfit.
Christian Siriano styled her, or designed it for her, and they did it in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. But okay, so Lizzo, I can't find it right now, but there was a headline that said, slimmed down Lizzo looking great, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, are we serious? It's the Met Gala. Like, is that the headline? Slimmed down Lizzo? I can think of a million other headlines, though, frankly. It's not like she hasn't been a hot topic. And, like, this is, like, one of the first times I feel like I'm seeing her in a long time. There would be a lot to say. You could say, disgraced Lizzo. Just kidding. But, like, why are we out here saying a slimmed down Lizzo? And then I saw another headline that was like, here's how acne-prone stars handle the Met Gala. And the picture, Lord. I was like, okay, I'd go myself. Okay. Oh, my God. It's crazy, right?
Yeah,
I'm
so
like,
me,
what year is
for
it?
For me, the body is where I, but like, you know, comment on someone's makeup, comment on their clothes, comment on their hair. But if you're actually commenting on the shape of their body and like
body?
The facial structure, like, and like the skin makeup, like not the makeup,
they're
the
working
literal makeup of your skin.
Yeah, they're working with what they got. So I'm going to talk about anything that they're putting on what they got, but I'm not going to talk about what they got. You know what I mean? Like, it's not
especially
that hard.
I feel like at an event like this, where I know that it's like a lot of models, a lot of beautiful people, but also a lot of like normies go to this.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, they're obviously not normies like me and Caroline are normies, but they're
speak for yourself.
Like, obviously they're like rich billionaires go to this, but like, they're still like regular looking people.
Yes, totally. So I just thought that was a bummer. But anyway, Christian Siriano, Diana Ross comes out and he's like, oh, what theme? Don't care. And he's like, for her, it doesn't matter. And I do think there was a level of like, there was no tailoring to be seen there. But they were also saying, they're like, she probably decided this morning she was coming. Like, she lives in Greenwich Village, I think. And they were like, she probably was just like, well, I've got this. So, and you know, I was having this cloak made anyway. So let's just go. She did look fabulous. Do you think she and Megan Thee Stallion had a diva off inside?
Sorry, my computer just shut down. Who were you talking about? Not this computer.
Oh, I was like, holy shit.
My other computer. I had to, or it didn't shut down, but it like went, I had to do something.
Diana Ross and Megan Thee Stallion. Do you think they had a diva off inside? Because the thing is, Megan Thee Stallion comes out and Christian Siriano's like, and what the fuck is this? And I'm like, well, it's what Diana Ross was wearing, kind of, but she's not Diana Ross, so you have a problem with it.
No, I hope to God they didn't have a diva off. Because
unfortunately, I don't think it'd go well for Meg.
If you're Meg Thee Stallion, I don't know that you go up to Diana Ross thinking you're going to have diva
and say, diva, let's have it. Let's go off.
Let's have a diva off.
Diva, let's have a diva off. What happened to the rule no phones? Did you see the video of Megan Thee Stallion rating the food?
Yeah, I saw actually a lot of phone footage the Met this year. And that kind of started last year.
I don't know why it bothered me, because, you know, there's no room I'd rather be in. Like, there's no place I'm dying to get into more than the Met Gala after parties and inside.
Every year we get more footage of the inside. We realize how accurate Ocean's 8 was, the movie starring everybody that I've ever wanted to hang out with.
Yes, and you guys all know that.
I'm actually watching that movie so soon. Oh, my God, I love that film.
I was like, what is she about to say? I thought, I'm watching that movie so slowly. I just watch a couple seconds every day. I want to make it last.
Imagine if we watched movies the way that we read books.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, a few seconds a year. Just kidding. Anywho. Okay, so that was your best dress. Okay, I'm going to go to my note. One of mine was Jenna Ortega. I thought she looked fabulous. I thought this was such a neat... I saw people commenting, not on theme, but okay. I'm like, yes, it is. What it is not on theme about this? Someone goes, I love it. I love that she's dressed in metal rulers. I was like, I think they're supposed to be like measuring tapes. Like if you look up close, like the number 30 is on there. Ruler goes to 12.
It's like very clear what it is.
Yeah.
Ruler goes to 12.
But I thought...
They're like, well, maybe it's a yardstick, bitch.
Yeah, maybe it's a yardstick, but they said ruler. I also think it was just like, it had the sharp kind of angles and the sharp tailoring. I mean, it has to be. It's metal, you know? So I felt like she looked fabulous. I don't know what I think. At first, I was like, is she bleached her eyebrows? No, they're just super thin now.
I didn't. That's why she made it on my looks I liked.
Okay.
Even though I really liked her dress, I didn't think her makeup made her. I think Jenna Ortega is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't think that the makeup did a good, like, I don't think it worked with maybe the hair color. I don't know. There was something off about the face.
Well, so here's something I'm having
add to the look.
Some of the people on my best dress look, I hated their glam.
Is Joey King one of them?
No, she's not one of them. She is one of my best dressed, but I don't know. Like,
shockingly,
there's something about the shirt I didn't love, and I feel agree. Like I'm wrong.
That's
about
where
that.
I do think that the general consensus is that it worked. Mm-hmm, but yeah. I did have to like it. It felt a little bit to me in a similar way. I felt similarly to that as I did to Dochi's shorts.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
they looked soccer shorts from when I was like on a rec soccer team.
I wished that the checkers maybe were smaller or the pattern was a little more detailed to go with the smaller detail of the top half pattern.
Yeah.
It just felt a little disjointed to me, but I loved Waist Up. And I think I liked the shorts, didn't like those shorts.
Do you know what I mean, though, when I say those soccer shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like perfectly those. Did you see the video of her screaming at her team?
Yeah. And I like hate to be this person, but girl, I don't know if your look was like
enough
this
for that.
It wasn't like Lady Gaga heading to the camp theme Met Gala where it's like the whole point was the reveal of everything.
Right.
Your look was great.
Your look was great.
I don't know if we needed to be screaming at people to get you covered.
Now that I've seen the way that you spoke to your team, like screaming at them. Like I was honestly very taken aback by it. I love Dochi. I was so excited to see her look. I think she looked great, but I was very taken aback by that. The way she's like, get the fucking now! Like screaming at them. Like I couldn't believe it. So
yeah.
Did you see that Kim Kardashian's bodyguard almost like tripped her? Just if we had seen Kim Kardashian trip on her way to the Met Gala and that outfit. Yeah. And she's seen looking at him.
Like J-Law.
She looks
at him. I think she might have handled it, though. If it had actually happened, I think she would have handled it.
Well, he stepped on her dress, and there's a video of it. He steps on her dress, and she like starts to go, and she can't. And she like turns, she's like, and she like puts her hand out, and she like gives him, and she's like, she's so mad. But she honestly almost like she kept it together way better than fucking Dochi. Oh my God. I'm like, Dochi, also, you know the paparazzi's all right there.
Yeah, that's the thing to me. Because I can totally empathize. Like, to me, she sounds like how I talked to like our mom before like a school dance.
How you talk to me like every week when you record the podcast. Like, yes. Like, we've all been spoken to by Phoebe like that. But
the stress of your first Met, totally get it. But I am like, number one, don't talk to people that are trying
work
to help you like
for
that.
For you, also.
But also, that you know that this is like the hotel. This is where all, like, this is like the place. I don't like, it's not like you're staying at like a different hotel down the street than where all the press is. Like,
right.
I don't know. It was definitely interesting.
A bit odd. All right, who's next on your best dress list?
I mean, I think maybe I'll go with a guy. I really like Shibuzi's outfit, actually.
Okay.
I thought that I liked it. Felt I like that he wasn't afraid to play with the silhouette of the look a little bit. Like it, the way that the beads fell on his suit cinched his waist a little bit in a way that like is a more feminine. And the cut of the jacket also added to that. Didn't cover that, and it kind of narrowed his waist as well. And I think that that's really cool. I thought he looked great. I thought the suit looked great on him. It was nice to see something fun.
It was nice to see something fun. It was nice to see some color. That's also how I felt about Joey King. I was like, it's nice to see color. There was not a lot of color, which I know we expected, but I did think we could have played with it more. Like, I felt there was a lot of opportunity.
Mimi and I both said that. When we saw Ego Wodum's outfit, we were like, we were starting to be like,
and where's,
I wish there'd be a little more color somewhere. Though I did actually end up, once I saw more of the details in Ego Wodum's look, I liked it more than I did when I just saw it on the carpet.
Yeah.
She had like buttons that matched her buttons on here on her fingernails. I thought that was
cool. I did think that was neat. Well, I'll also do a guy, obviously, as a surprise to nobody, Coleman Domingo. I'm sure he's on your list as well.
Yeah.
He's just such a little cherub as well. So he was styled completely in Valentino, and he started out with like a choir robe, basically, like this gorgeous.
He's paying homage to one of the people that inspired the theme. I can't remember his name.
Yes. Well, he was like, there are a lot of layers. I listened to what he was saying. He was like, we've got the Moors, we've got lots of jewelry, got the brocade, the choir robe honoring the Black Church, the 1940s zoot suit fabric and tailoring, lots of sparkle. He said the Black men he grew up with wore lots of rings. The tie was hand-painted. All of the plaid in his suit was pearls. I loved the pearl work Pharrell, his pinstripe suit, where if you zoom in, it's all pearls.
At first, I was a little bit like, oh, for a chair.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe a tad boring. And then you're like, whoa, that's pretty spectacular.
And imagine how heavy, like, and for a lot of these looks with the beading and the pearls, like, oh my god,
I can't imagine going in there and having to like be in your outfit.
No, imagine the sensory overload. Like, I would actually be crying the whole time. I'd be like, tears would just be streaming down my face as I walked up those steps.
Yeah, I thought Coleman Domingo's husband also looked
awesome.
He wore like this gorgeous purple suit, and his husband's so good looking.
Do you think they were judging Anna Wintour? Did you see that picture?
I feel like we're past the point. Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that, the picture, but I do think we're past the point as a society of like caring about what Anna Wintour wears.
Oh no,
we know that
that's
she's
not
gonna
what
show
I mean.
Up in her old lady dress every year and like
honestly,
look chic enough to be Anna Wintour.
I thought she looked good.
And she she played into the theme a little bit more than I think she normally does by wearing the jacket on top.
Yes. I also just think like, And this isn't not just a testament to Anna Wintour, but to the entire like establishment of the Met and Vogue. But wow, like how, first of all, it's about time, but also like how wonderful to see a theme like this right now, you know, like just to see so much representation, so much history being discussed that like our current administration is trying to shut the fuck down. Like it would just felt like what we're talking about with dandyism and how it was a rebellion in itself. It's like that's what this felt like. And it's also one of the reasons I really have a problem with the way that Fox News specifically is like coming down on Kamala Harris for going. She didn't walk the red carpet. What the fuck is your problem? Like, why shouldn't she be there?
They did the same thing when AOC went. And I guess the AOC thing was
that
a little
was different,
because
though. Her dress.
She had a dress that said tax the rich,
and
but
she,
you're at
the
Met
ticket,
Gala
I know.
Is a
like,
little interesting.
That was a little different. This was, she didn't even walk the carpet. She wasn't trying to like.
To an extent, Kamala Harris is a private citizen in a
If she was
way.
The president, make It'd all the different. Comments you want. But she's
I'm
not.
I'm sure Donald Trump is gone before he was
And
disgraced.
I'm sure if he was invited, he would have gone. You know what I mean? Like, and he would have, like, I am confident that anyone who, on that administration who was invited, you think that press secretary wouldn't have been there if she was invited? I'll tell you, she would have been. Like, so I just thought, I just think it's, like, insane. And how great for her to get to go.
Let's talk about Sabrina.
Okay.
I loved Sabrina's outfit.
I thought she looked great. There was something about it. I don't know if it was the shoes. And I love the shoes. I don't know. There was something about it that I just was like, it didn't. I wanted it to feel a little bit. I don't know what I wanted. I love the tails. Yeah, I guess more. I didn't love the hair. But I do think that if she would have pinned the hair back, it would have looked, slutty. She would have looked like a slutty teacher. Like she was dressed up like a slutty teacher, which is how Kendall Jenner looked. When I first saw Kendall's look, I didn't see the full skirt. I thought it was just
either.
I was like, why does she just look like a slut? And Haley, give me a break.
She
should be fined.
Of looks I have questions about. You look like you work at Aritzia.
She's wearing a look that like I wear because I only have like two going out outfits that I feel good in. And one of them is a blazer. Just a blazer and
like,
tights.
What were you thinking?
Like, in what world? And I, I'm like, is there a level of respect that we need to have? Like, if you are going and you understand that you're a white woman, and
yeah, I have really thought about that.
You know what I mean?
I do think that there were other looks that proved that there was a way to do it in a way that, because also I think really embracing the theme is a way of celebrating it.
Yes, and like, because it is tailored to you, so it's like, you know, that was the theme, tailored like to
when you look
you.
At when you look at the Gigi Hadid versus Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah,
Gigi Hadid playing homage
to Josephine Baker. Yeah,
right. She's an actress, and like, yeah, a specific look from someone that she can point to and say that she is celebrating and, yeah, can discuss and shed light on. Whereas Sydney Sweeney, I think she was paying homage to a white actress.
Yeah, I don't. Well, the hair was really Josephine understand. Baker, like the S curls. But
I did like Sydney Sweeney's look, though.
I thought her glam was gorgeous. Did you see the video of her fucking some gay guy on her team saying, "And make sure you serve face. Don't forget to serve face when you walk in." And Sydney looks at him like, like, I dead love, serious.
Like,
she's like,
it's, yeah, a conversation they've had before.
They've so had, like, it before. I know. He's like, and said, don't forget to serve face when you walk in. he's like, everyone says you don't. You look blank stare, lights on, no one's on. Okay, so just please God.
Okay, just quickly, 2 points of drama real quick. Or not, okay. I mean, I don't know if they're really drama. I thought it was funny to see Walton Goggins posing by himself. And then Amy Lou Wood and Patrick Schwarzenegger posing together. I really liked Patrick Schwarzenegger's, I always want to say Patchwick because his last name is Patchwick.
Okay, drama. Okay, my dog drama. Patchwick.
But
Patrick Schwarzenegger was my favorite on the carpet. Only because he's so dreamy. Did not even see what he's wearing. Okay, drama. Please, I'm recording. Sorry.
Anyway, I liked his outfit a lot. And then also we saw a video of Joey King talking to Barry Keoghan.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Are she and Sabrina still besties?
As far as I know.
Not after last night.
I haven't
seen Sabrina's got a new bestie, and her name is Jenna Ortega. Sorry. Sabrina's got a new bestie. Wait, what was the first piece of drama that you said? Oh, Amy Lou Wood and Walton Goggins. Yeah. No, I noticed that as well. And I noticed that, like, there were some things that said they, like, avoided each other.
Well, did you hear that he walked out of an interview where her name came up?
Yeah, and he was like, I'm not commenting on that. There's nothing to comment on. Like, I'm not saying anything about that.
Okay, then sit down and do the rest of the interview.
Then be an adult. Like, yeah, it's weird. We're going to talk about that, guys. By the way, your full podcast, and we have a lot to discuss, is coming on the Patreon this Friday. So you're going to want to make sure
only be,
you're there.
It's only $3 to subscribe. Only $3. It's $5 to buy.
$3 to subscribe. And if you do that, you also get every single other, like, first Patreon episode of the month we've ever done. So really, like, what a steal, you know?
What a steal.
I want to talk about Gigi a little bit more. She did seem like she had memorized flashcards when asked about her look, but okay, like, that's fine.
Post-hairspray, she's like, I cannot
fuck this up again. She was inspired by Zelda Valdez, who was trained by her uncle in his tailoring shop, and she was the first black dressmaker to have a shop on Broadway, which is pretty neat, and the silhouette that she wore was, like, an exact replica almost of a dress that Josephine Baker had worn. So I think it was a nice way, at first glance, I felt that it didn't look like a super tailored look, but then learning that it was inspired by Zelda Valdez, who, you know, was trained in her uncle's tailoring shop, and then the Josephine Baker tie-in, I think that's a really kind of respectful way to, like, adhere to the theme.
And to, you know, pay homage to the craftsmanship, not just
absolutely,
like, these stars that wore the looks,
yes,
but the
people
that created them. Speaking of costume design, and I loved Paul Tazewell. His look, I loved it. I liked his pleated skirt way more than I liked the skirt that Walton Goggins was wearing.
Hated Walton Goggins.
I did not really like it. It didn't do it for me. But I do like, and I can't think of who else it was, but a couple other people did kind of the unfinished tailor look, where it, like, looks like the suit is still in the shop. I really like that look. I think that's fun.
Yeah, I do
in
too.
A cool way to, like, have a little more fun with your look while still not going crazy.
Paul Tazewell is having, God, such a career point for him. I mean, he obviously won the Oscar for his costumes in Wicked. I will be talking about it on Friday, but
he'll win again next year.
I saw Death Becomes Her on Broadway over the weekend, and he did all the costumes there, and he's nominated for a Tony. I think he's nominated for
Tony.
Oh my
God, EGOT incoming.
I might have gotten that wrong. The show has 10 Tony nominations, so like I'm like, sorry, I can't keep track.
Let's get him writing a book, and then let's have him record an audiobook. Let's get him on a
TV show. I know. And so that's that. But also he styled a few people, and one of the people he styled was Chapel Roan.
Okay,
let's talk about her look. How fun is that?
It is fun. What did you think of her look? I wasn't sold.
I'm not sold because I think that I loved the huge jacket. First of all, I love the look if we're taking it out of context. I love the look. I also thought she had Pat McGrath do her makeup, which I thought was pretty cool. So I liked the look. I felt it was very David Bowie. I also felt that it just, as she's taking the coat off, I was like, I wish this was more tailored. If the suit had been more tailored, I think I would have been like, this is one of my best dressed of the night.
Yeah,
but it felt a little bit loose.
We were just saying we like wanted more color, but I don't know if this is the color that I meant. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it necessarily.
You know what wasn't the color that I meant? Sorry, Colascola.
Colascola.
Yeah,
they were also on my list.
Colascola.
Their outfit felt very like it would have been great for the camp theme.
Yes, and one of my...
And I know Colascola is very campy. Like, that's their personality, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, especially with Mary Todd, I think there was a way to kind of, you know, meld all of that together into something that was felt a little more on theme.
One of my qualms with their look was the glam. I was the just eyelashes. The dark, dark, dark black. I thought it would have looked so nice if they had done, honestly, like pink, orange mascara, pink, orange. I should have really opened it up, go beyond your brows, like sort of akin to what Chapel did, I guess. Like,
yeah,
just this look that really sort of opens up the face, because it sort of made it feel like Scary Clown.
Yeah,
with the super, super dark makeup and then the bright suit. It wasn't exactly like, again, I kept being like, I want color. Not like that. Like, that's how I felt about seeing Colascola. But that's not really exactly how I felt about Chapel Roan. Like, I really can't tell exactly where I land with it, because I love the look.
It felt a little too art pop.
Well, and here's Pat McGrath said, and this is just really about the makeup, but Pat McGrath said they were really going for the glamour and freedom of the disco era. So, like, I definitely see that.
That's fair.
And, like, that I felt, and I loved the big I liked a lot of it. I just thought that, I don't know, maybe if the second look with the suit had been more tailored, I would have felt different. I don't know. I don't know what would have made me feel differently, but I thought it was really neat that she was styled styled by Paul Tazewell. And there was somebody else who was styled by Paul Tazewell, and I can't remember who it was. I'm going to find it. Okay, someone else that's on my best dress look, Demi Moore. I thought she killed it. I thought it was so neat at first glance, and same with the E! Red carpet coverage. They were like, what am I looking at here? When you realize it's a necktie, and it's literally, you can follow it and see that it's tied exactly the way a necktie should be tied. I thought we get that headpiece that's so nice without it actually being like, I honestly thought, and of course she looked so beautiful. I was so glad to see her hair up away from her face. Like, not that she could have done her hair down, but she always does. So it was one of my best dress. What did you think?
Yeah, she was, the first time I saw it, I didn't realize what it was. So she was on my, not sure. Like, I thought she looked beautiful. I liked the dress. I liked how she looked in it, but I wasn't sure about it at first.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, again, basically everybody is on my best dressed. Who's like just on the looks I liked, it's only because I felt like it was a little boring. And who I will say, Zendaya looked amazing, but I did expect a little more from her.
Yeah, I agree with, I know what you mean. I don't know that I totally agree, but I do know what you mean, because at first glance, I heard someone be like, oh, did you see Zendaya? I was like, don't show me. I don't want to see it until I'm sitting down and I'm ready. And then I was like, oh, but the tailoring of that suit,
Yes.
Was
amazing. She looked amazing.
It was like, it was such an argument for getting your clothes tailored. Like, I mean, it was just like,
that's what this whole night
like,
was basically.
Holy fuck. Like, what? I mean, you look at her and you're like, she's already a supermodel. We already think this about her. But seeing her in something like this, especially with the white, with it being the like silky kind of fabric, I just thought her legs looked so long. Like, she. I liked the slight little flare. Like, I just thought the suit was so perfect. And what I like about Zendaya is that she knew she wasn't the main character, that it was the suit and it was the designer. Mm-hmm. And I think that something that Zendaya does that a lot of, like, you know, runway models do is they understand that as well. And they're like, I want to be the best canvas for this art that I'm wearing. And I think that there are a lot of celebrities
that don't know how to do
that. That not even don't know how, just can't, because they have this
like Kim
sort of look that, yeah, it's just not, like Kendall Jenner has that look, but she doesn't always do it. You know what I mean? But Zendaya, it's just like, you put something on her, she's so regal, she knows how to carry it. And so she just, I felt like she looked so pristine and perfect. And like, I really liked it a lot. I did think, you know, we've just seen so much from her that this felt
that's true,
a departure from like the type of look we normally see, which is so like jaw dropping.
It didn't have the immediate wow factor that she
it didn't have
has.
The wow factor, but this theme kind of didn't, you know what I mean? Not that it didn't have the wow factor, but this theme
and
was
I
like
think that for the men it has more of a wow factor almost. I
could have
really was impressed by a lot of the athletes that I think that who would typically come to this wouldn't show up. Like Simone Biles' husband, I thought he looked great.
And
Russell
he was really
Wilson.
Involved in his look, which I thought was neat.
Dwayne
like he
Wade.
Was talking about it.
I loved Noah Lyles' outfit. At first, I didn't realize he was wearing shorts, but I thought it fastest man freaking alive, I'm pretty sure. But I liked that he was in shorts. I was definitely impressed by a lot of the men. I really liked Bad Bunny's look.
Okay, but
I thought he looked really cool.
I was just like, what's with the bag? And then everyone's like, what's in your bag? He's like, I'm not telling you. What do you think was in that? What are you bringing to the Met Gala?
Sweatpants.
Change of clothes, babe.
T-shirt.
Change of clothes and poppers. Okay, were they doing poppers in the Met Gala? Easy, yes.
Something tells me I'd find them if they were.
something tells me I'd be able to sniff them out. Something tells me I would locate the poppers wherever they were on the premises. You find Anna Wintour just like taking a quick hit. We're like, Anna.
I'm like from the K-9 unit when the poppers are out of function.
You're like, I need to confiscate this and use it. And use it all.
Hey, I'm just gonna. These aren't allowed here. I'm just gonna take these.
These aren't allowed here. These aren't allowed here. You guys love when we talk about poppers. Wait.
Kim K's look, though, did Jen Shah style the girl?
It was so Jen Shah and Phoebe. Okay, it's a cross between Jen Shah and Young Phoebe. I didn't.
And
I hated
Countess
it.
Countess Luann.
I
she was my favorite Kardashian
it.
Look. I hated all. I hate both Jenner's looks.
I didn't like any Kardashian looks, honestly. I just didn't.
Here's what I'm tired of with Kim, though, I will say. And I know that it's like, it's Kim Kardashian. I don't she's never not going to wear this like cut of dress. Yeah. But I do think it could be fun for her to just do. Like, I know that the theme was tailoring, so it's perfectly tailored to you. But it's like,
I know, but
I would have loved to have seen her in like a cool suit. I would have liked to have seen
too
a lot of women in
here's
suits
my issue,
more than
though.
I did.
Here's my issue. And here's why I will tell you we didn't see as many women in suits as we wanted to. These bitches are short, okay? Mm. Pharrell allegedly took one look at Sabrina Carpenter and said, you will not be wearing pants. You are too short. Like, it just... And so the thing is for Kim, I'm like, she would have had to wear 12-inch heels if she was going to wear a suit and actually make it look like she wasn't like a cartoon character, a kid wearing like her dad's clothes. Like, I just don't think that it... Also with her curves, and I'll say this as a curvy woman... I never saw myself as like a suit person. I do feel amazing in a blazer, and I've noticed that I do get some compliments on it. So I'm like, maybe I can do it. But a full suit, it's just like my boobs, it doesn't look good. Like my boobs are too big for me to have
also,
a blazer where they're
like
I look
Kim,
slutty.
I think she's skinny. I hate to be commenting on people's bodies, but for a suit, she has
we
a
can
big
comment
chest.
On Kim's because what I'm saying is what I always say about Kim's body is thank you, because she made it okay for women to have curves again. And like, I feel so grateful to her, because like, now there are clothes that fit women who have an ass or hips or boobs, like, right. And she's like with a open suit, about it. So I appreciate suit, so we can talk about it.
She has a big chest and a big butt. And I think that if she were any, unless it was like a very cropped shirt that came like down right before
peplum
her hips,
kind of a thing,
it would have made her, it would have like kind of ballooned her, because exactly. There would have been extra fabric in the front and in the back.
Yeah. So that's why I do think that this theme was particularly hard for her. And so, you know, I don't know. I just didn't I didn't love the leather, honestly. It just was like, it's, I don't know. I didn't
you
love
know who
it. I felt.
I loved, who? And I know you probably loved too, Janelle Monáe.
Road Warriors, can we get real for a second? I want to talk about the massive effect stress can have on your hormones. And who better to talk about this than me, a certified stressed out girly?
It's true. Stress plays a huge factor in hormones, and between work and life and everything else, it's easy to feel totally out of balance. And we can't be the only ones.
That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life.
And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. Y'all know we love Happy Mammoth, so obviously we took the quiz and it gave us personalized insights into what might be happening with our hormones.
You know, it's not a competition, Phoebe, but I finished the quiz in literally 30 seconds, so it couldn't be easier. Based on my symptoms, it seems I'm overflowing with estrogen, and their recommendation was, drumroll please,
Hormone Harmony. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body.
Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. So, ready to start feeling like yourself again?
Head on over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I knew she was going to kill the theme. Like, I just knew there was no way she wasn't going to.
I mean, this was like made for her. This has been her style from the get-go. Like, we've always seen Janelle Monáe in styles like this, and in these amazing suits. And like, she really pushes the boundaries of gender in a really neat way. I thought it was amazing. I loved the layers of the look. She had a big diamond that was made entirely of tequila. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the ad for it. They made it was before like all the Vogue things. Lupita Nyong'o, gorgeous.
I wasn't
when she wears that color.
I do too.
She looks amazing.
I love when she wears pastels, and I think she's one of the most beautiful women on earth, and I've always thought that. Here's my issue. I didn't like the capes. I hated Maya Hawke.
No,
what
she
the
was
hell
terrible.
Was that? She looked like she was like going in a woodland. Like, I was just like, what? And I'm sorry. Hey, Lana, what was that? Lana's on my worst dress list.
Really? I didn't mind her. I didn't mind her.
I'm just
outfit.
Like, what's the theme? You're wearing an elongated bubble skirt and a drop waist. You look 2025. You look like Fashion Nova 2025. Just kidding. She doesn't look like Fashion Nova. But also another look that I really didn't like that they loved on the E! Red carpet was Halle Bailey. I thought she looked Fashion Nova.
Oh, I didn't like her look either. I didn't love it either.
And you know what? This is me also being a short girl, because when I see short girls, I just was like, it just like looks so like what a short girl wears, like with the blazer. And honestly, I think I would have loved it if we didn't have the completely bejeweled corset underneath. I think I would have liked it if she took the corset off and either did bare chest or had something a little bit more simple there, because I don't know. It wasn't for me. It just wasn't for me. I'm not a huge fan of her, honestly. Okay.
I don't really have an opinion on her.
Okay. I want to talk about Lorde. So I love Lorde's look. She's on my best dress look. I fucking hated her glam.
It took me a minute to like the look. Obviously, I immediately thought that the cummerbund aspect of it was cool. It took me a second to think that it was anything special, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, at first I was like, it's just kind of boring. Mm-hmm. But I liked it. I feel like the glam was probably a point to be made, though, because she was talking about how she felt in her gender.
Yeah, I agree that she's really exploring her gender identity. What I didn't like about the glam was how white it was. I just am like, we needed a little bit of saturation on her face. She's so pale, and like, it just, she was so washed out. I was like, it's not going to make you, the white eyeliner isn't making you look more or less feminine. You know what I mean? It just is like, I just didn't love it. I thought that it would have been great if she did a very simple look with just some mascara. You know what I mean? Like, just do that. But then I just felt like she looked so pale washed out. But the look itself I loved. I don't know how she described it. I would have liked to see her put the jacket on. Like, I mean, that could have been cool. Would have been nice. And then have the reveal. Maybe she did and I missed it. And then have the reveal of taking it off and seeing that this is floating. But something that she said about her look, and I just am like, this is so fucking Lorde. I wrote, be so for real with your fit description.
She is literally like, I am forgetting like who she is, you know, and we have to like reintroduce ourselves to her every time she brings out an album.
She said that her skirt, the like bars on her skirt, which I thought this was all just basically like an elongated cummerbund, which I thought was really neat. And I loved the gunmetal color. But she said that it was actually meant to be like the bars of that music stop, that music notes are on. And it was meant to symbolize her musical synesthesia.
You lose me there, girl.
I'm just like, no, it isn't. Nothing about this is like musical notes to me. Sorry. She's like, it makes you think of musical notes. I was like, no, it doesn't. Hey, what was that? No, it doesn't. Like, I just didn't feel like that one single bit. Did you?
No.
I was like, girl, give me a freaking break. I don't know. I just, Hunter Schafer looked.
Oh, she killed it.
I mean, this was also such a perfect theme for her.
I was initially not worried, but some of the pre-party outfits, I was like, mm-hmm. What is she doing? I'm not sure she's going to hit the mark for me. She killed it. She looked incredible.
Her makeup.
Oh, another athlete.
She looked so beautiful.
Jalen Hurts was another one I was like, this theme was made for.
Yeah.
He looked amazing. His wife looked beautiful. But I only thought of his look because of Hunter Schafer's hat. It made me think of his
hat. I thought her glam was just like so beautiful.
She looked
gorgeous.
She
looked just stunning. What did you think of Pamela Anderson?
Didn't love it.
Okay, here's the deal. I understand. I think that the dress itself, it was Tory Burch, I believe. I think the dress
who
itself
looked great. I like Tory Burch's look a lot.
And Pamela Anderson came with her son, which I think is also so sweet.
So sweet.
And I know she's doing the no makeup thing. And this is really is not a commentary on the makeup at all. The hair I want to talk about. But the dress, the gown. I thought the gown, like in terms of structure, I think it was like stunning and like expertly made. Obviously loved how the neckline was floating. And it just looked like it's probably heavy and just like a really stunning dress. Honestly, I thought the gown was beautiful. I saw the sketch. And the sketch for the design had her with like a bob and bangs, but the bangs were longer, and I'm just like, now you look like Joan of Arc.
Yeah, that's
like
what I
now
thought.
You look like you're either an alt girl in an art school
it
or you're Joan
like
of Arc
has,
with
has,
the silver. It was like
when Zendaya went as Joan of Arc.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of. I was like that's the gunmetal sort of silver chain. I wasn't chainmail, but it kind of had that look with it, just like stand. And maybe that was what she was going for, but that wasn't the theme. So I didn't really like that at all. But did you know that she repurposed this look from her look last year, which I think is pretty neat.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Come on, environmentalism. And
that's a way that you can mention recycling without making your suit out of the recycling symbol, Mr. Anthony Pratt.
And that's the lesson we're teaching today on the Pretty Little Podcast.
And let me just check my notes. Anthony Pratt, this is for you.
Wow.
You and your little fucking bowler cap. Fedoras are the cool ones. Lauryn Hill looked great. I really liked her outfit.
Oh, I loved Lauryn Hill's look. Thank you for the color. Thank you for this gorgeous pop of yellow.
That's the color that I was looking for. Yes. And maybe this is me not understanding the theme enough, but I don't think I wanted to see super saturated poppy colors like we saw from Cola Scola and Chapel Round. I think I wanted more muted, more regal tones, like purples and greens and yellows and things
blues.
Like, you know what I mean?
And that's what Simone Biles and her husband, they said that they were going for royalty. That is what they were trying to channel.
Which is another, like, such a powerful thing that you can get through this theme.
Exactly.
The royalty aspect of it, I think, is really beautiful.
So bringing in these deep royal blues and purples and maroons and reds. And I think that, like, I don't know. I think there was a way to do color. And I think you're right. Like, I just, as much as I love Chapel's look, she and Cola Scola really just gave camp. Like, they were, they felt like they were there. Another look that was on my worst dress list, and I just don't even remotely understand how we got here, is Natasha Lyonne. Did you see her look?
I didn't like it either. I was confused by
thinking?
That as well.
Like,
it was
flowy.
It
was
so flowy.
It didn't
seem to have any message.
No,
I didn't understand it.
It didn't make any sense to me. There was no structure. There was literally no structure to the dress. Yeah. And it was, like, exciting to see color, and then it's just like, oh, God, come on, really?
It didn't work.
Let's just do something a little bit different.
I loved Lakeith Stanfield. Did you see his outfit?
He's like one of my big crushes.
He's so cute. And he looked really good.
Yes,
at the Met
Gala.
I know you were talking about the capes and not liking them as much on the women, but I did like the cape aspect on the men, or like when they wore a blazer that was really tailored in the shoulders, but
totally
then was draping down by the arms.
Well,
or
and
wasn't
I think
even
a lot
connected
of...
in an arm way. I think that was very cool.
A lot of my issue with the capes were the chiffon or tulle sheer capes that were so flowy and whatever.
Which
and
is
it was just
why like Diana Ross worked, because it was like I don't know if it was actually silk, but it was like that kind of
her acknowledging
textile.
Like this, her family roots, that is part of the theme. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that is part of it. And so there, I mean, she in that way, I feel like she did hit the theme. It'd be impossible for her really not to, you know, she's such an iconic person. Let's talk about Cynthia Erivo. She looked so good. Wait,
I thought
she
looked
disagree
great.
With me?
It wasn't my favorite look. I think I would have liked to see something a little different from her. Something
like
a little less album cover vibes from her album that she's doing. I don't know. I think I would have liked to see. I actually think I would put this across a blanket for the whole night.
Okay.
And it goes back to what you said about Kim. I think I would have liked to have seen less leather.
I agree. I was not really
feeling no leather.
Not for Miley, though. Miley, you're fine.
It just felt like leather was the center of a lot of the outfits. And I didn't see, not that the exhibit is the theme, like you said, but I feel like looking at the stuff in the exhibit, I think that different kinds of fabrics went. I don't know. The leather for me just, anyway, that was my thought on Cynthia's outfit. I wish it had been, I don't know. It just didn't do it for me.
Oh, I loved her look. I thought she looked so good. I thought she looked beautiful. I loved the embellishments. I really, really enjoyed it. And it was honestly really nice to see her not in green. Like, we've only seen her in green.
That's a good point.
You know, and she had the rubies, which was kind of nice. Like, it was a little nod. Where was Ari?
Where was Ari? But I do think it was nice for Cynthia to have a little night away from the second wife. You know what I mean?
You're,
like,
no.
I think that...
Was her first wife there or no?
I don't think
you
so.
You get a plus one. Oh, no, because tickets are $75,000. Sorry. Hey, babe. Hey, Anthony. You're not coming with, okay? If I'm going and I'm taking out a personal loan to go, you're not coming with. And neither are you, Phoebe.
Right. Who are we just talking about?
Cynthia.
I like seeing Cynthia interacting with other people. Like, if you only ever... Like, there was
not
a video
crying,
of her talking
not holding hands. Yeah.
video of her talking to Jeremy Allen White, who actually, he I really liked his outfit in
Phoebe,
a way where, no,
you're
stop.
Fake
let me
as fuck because
no,
you're only saying this because you want to do him.
Oh my God.
There, I said it. Oh, no, oh my God, she said the splendiferous slut
stop,
Phoebe
stop,
is
stop.
Shocked that I pointed out that she's dying to jump his bones. Like we didn't already know that.
God.
Why are you so offended by your sexuality? You're a modern woman, okay?
Oh my God, enough. All I'm saying is he was on my worst dress list at first,
okay,
when I only saw from the waist up, but I really liked the way his pants were tailored.
What was with his pants? I might have missed it.
They were a little, they weren't like narrow. It wasn't like he was wearing just a regular suit. They were kind of puffed out in the front. I don't know. The way that the cut at the boot looked was, I thought it looked good. Anyway,
I'm not reading Phoebe for filth here, but I do have to say that it is so funny to hear the way that you describe certain like fashion things. It's sort of giving like, I'm not saying that I'm the Paige, but it's giving like Hannah Burner talking to Paige about fashion and being like, you know, and Paige is just like I'm not saying I'm the Paige, but it's that vibe where you're like, it just sort of like puffed. I'm like, now I need to go get a picture so I can see like what the technical terms are here, because Phoebe and it is kind of, the joke is, hey guys, the joke is not lost on us that Phoebe and I are currently reviewing the Met Gala. Okay, the joke is not lost on us, okay? I was like, are mom and dad aware we're doing this episode? Because wait until they get a load of this. They're gonna be like, wait, I'm sorry, what? When I won best dressed in college, mom was like, are you sure? She was like, you dress terribly. She was like so annoyed that I won.
Meanwhile, when I won in eighth grade, my mom may as well have had her own campaign
put a
going.
Sign. Yeah, no, literally. Mom's like, if Phoebe doesn't win this, I don't know what I will do.
But anyway, I liked the video of them interacting. It was just nice to see Cynthia have a break from the wicked of it all.
Yeah, I agree with that. And similarly to how I felt about the no green. I want to just touch on Lisa for a second, as well as Pharrell. So,
because from afar, I really liked her look.
Oh, it was like my favorite. I literally last night I was like, do I even put this in the story? Because like what I know now. And here's like, I just wish I could hear people talk on this because, okay, so she's styled by Louis Vuitton and Pharrell. And allegedly, and I don't know if it's allegedly, I think we saw it. I would like to know if we're correct in identifying our historical figures, but we're all pretty sure that there's embroidered Rosa Parks on her vagina. I mean, right? Like,
yeah,
I was just come on, this was such a good look.
I believe all of the lace on her outfit is made up of people that inspired Pharrell.
So the placement
but
of
we
those
just,
faces.
But we just didn't think about the fact that any of those faces would be on her underwear.
Yeah, like where was the... And then when we did realize, we were like, well, full send. Like, okay, I mean,
like,
I don't
why
know.
Didn't we, why didn't we like have like a cool... I mean, and obviously this wouldn't look good, but I'm just saying like if you wanted to do the lace, do like the tank and then maybe a suit over it. Like have
do, how about this?
Cool,
you know
pants.
What would have been dope? Do gloves. Do like
cool.
Full arm length gloves and have like portraits of these people on that, and then have her in, you know, this look and have it be like a sleeveless unfinished blazer or something like that. I don't know. My other thing about this was why did Pharrell have two people wearing the exact same Louis Vuitton tights?
Did he?
I'm just like, what? Like, yes, first of all, he had a bunch of people not wearing pants. And then he had two people, Lisa, and I can't remember the other woman's name, but they're wearing the exact same icon Louis Vuitton tights. And they're both wearing all black, and they're both, like, wearing no pants. And I just think if I'm one of those women, I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Like, I'm not trying to be here wearing the same thing as somebody else. Like,
right.
And you knew because you styled us both. I just think that's weird, don't you?
I think
you?
As far as the chairs go, he... was my least favorite dressed.
Okay.
I really liked ASAP's look, except I liked his after party look a lot more. Same with Rihanna. Thought
I
Rihanna
just
looked
like
much
ASAP.
Better at the
Ugh.
After party than she did at the carpet. I'm super stoked that we have her back at the Met, though. Congratulations to them both. Pregnant again.
Oh my God. Rihanna, last person on the carpet, making a splash. I'm like, are you guys not getting in trouble, though? Like, is Anna Wintour not in there, like, TikTok, where the fuck are you? Like,
well,
I'm
did
on
you
a
see
schedule?
The video of her walking into the hotel like hours before the Met and like trying to like that's when we found out she was pregnant because she's in like
this, Rihanna. Yeah.
And she's
Anna
in
Anna
like,
Winter.
Oh no. But yeah, and then I thought Lewis Hamilton looked great.
Is he the one that people keep
suit.
Saying he
Where
looks like
Chuck
Bass?
Where was Michael B. Jordan? No.
Where the hell was Michael? Was he not
this
invited? Because
speak.
Let me tell you, Sinners was like, he was basically wearing, like he could have worn his costume from Sinners to this. Right?
Also, do you think low-key there's like part of Josh Allen who was like, I need to propose to Hailee Steinfeld before the public
now.
Sees them together? Before the public sees
no,
this
literally,
couple.
Because once we see this, it will be too powerful and she won't be able to get it out of her head. Like, I need to make sure there's a ring on there so she knows it's not an option. I mean, no, and that's what any man alive, if your woman is going to do a show, a movie with Michael B. Jordan, you should just do that. You should just take every possible precautionary measure you can, okay? Because there's not much that could stop it, I think. If Michael B. Jordan's around, it's like a magnet.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone who wore Louis Vuitton, I did think this was cool, had a one-of-one bag that they carried with them. And I'm
That's
like,
cool.
I hope they all got to keep them. But I didn't love... whose was it that I didn't love? I don't remember.
Lewis Partridge, Olivia Rodrigo's boyfriend. He's the one that everybody is saying looks like Chuck Bass.
Okay. Yeah.
He looks like also Ryan from High School Musical. And also Phoebe,
okay.
Ages 7 through 9.
Got it. yep. And those are all the references we've got for that. Okay. Where is what I'm looking for?
Carrie Washington. She looked great.
I thought she looked fabulous. I just love to see her in white, honestly. It's
me
so
too.
Like
Olivia
just
Pope.
I know she's probably hates
actually,
that, but
I
like
I would have loved to have seen her in Zendaya's look.
Oh, she would have looked fabulous. But I liked that she had the long hair and then the long braid and then the skirt. I thought it was gorgeous and feminine and like I don't know. I really, really liked it. Wait, we've got to talk about Nikki.
And what about her?
What do you think I'm going to say about her?
Her outfit?
No, her hair. Why did she debut a Nicole Kidman? Phoebe, she debuted a pixie cut last night.
I love Nicole Kidman. There are all these tweets that are like, oh my God, she went to the Sarah Paulson store.
What were we
actually
thinking?
From certain videos, I literally thought it was Sarah Paulson.
Ugh. From certain videos, I thought she just had it pinned back into like a French twist. And I was like, okay,
y'all
great.
Y'all know it's my nightmare for Nicole Kidman to
I know.
Have a fucking
I know. I'm like, Nicole, I know that you're wearing like your head is so busy with wigs. Like you are wearing wigs every single goddamn day and that they're iconic. But like, why the pixie cut? I did like her dress, but I just was like, and also, I'm sorry. The Met Gala is not the place to like debut no. a dramatic haircut like that because the thing
unless
is
unless it lends itself to the theme or the outfit.
That's not what you want people to be talking about. You want them to be talking about your look, like your,
I'm also
your
like,
actual
Nicole,
garment.
I know you felt so freaking cute with your high pony at the Brat Tour.
Yeah, so what is this about? Oh my God, did you see the video I sent you on Twitter where someone on the carpet is like, Nicole, what's your favorite song on Brat? And she goes, Apple.
I love how every question that Nicole Kidman has asked, every time she's asked a question on the carpet, she answers it
it's
and then
a
she
meme.
Bursts out laughing.
immediately, like, and it's like, okay, are you making fun of everybody? Like, are you making fun of Brat
that,
right now?
I also
Apple.
Love that she goes to the Brat tour. She clearly like doesn't know. We see her learning the Apple dance. That's probably
Wait,
the only.
Did
name
she
of
do
the
Apple dance at the Brat
no,
tour?
No. But we saw
Could
a video of her being filmed. Someone's teaching her the Apple
Learning
dance
it.
As it's happening.
Wait,
so
why
I'm like,
was
is
I like
Apple...
the only person around me doing the Apple dance?
I don't know, girl.
I was like, are you guys pretending that you're like too cool for this now?
Like,
get like, over
Charlie
yourself.
Charlie endorses it. Get over
she's,
it.
She's Jenna Ortega is not well, but she's trying to do it. She's not here, but she's here and she's trying to do it. I'll talk about that on Friday. Okay, I want to talk about Gayle King.
Someone said, this is what happens when you start doing crazy shit.
It's, yeah, you went to space, you lost your damn mind. Okay, why are you dressed like a Monster High doll? mixed with a Barbie doll that would have been made of Olivia Rodrigo during like Sour, mixed with Taylor Swift's Grammy look last year for the Tortured Poets, just in purple.
Would have been made of Olivia Rodrigo and also giving her VMA, Taylor's VMA, the yellow plaid.
Oh, I think that's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant. I'm sorry.
But it is also giving the silhouette of the dress is giving Tortured Poets.
But it was giving the yellow plaid, which I didn't hate, but Phoebe did. But it was giving that, like, but it. Purple and black. It literally Terrible. Looked like she was a Monster High doll.
You know what?
Where's your best friend?
What did Hoda Kotb say?
Like,
what did
I'm
Hoda
sorry.
Kotb say?
Who approved this before
not
you?
Not Hoda. And not Oprah.
Not Oprah. And you know what? Who probably did though? Her new best friend, Katy Perry.
Her sister in astronautics.
Her sister in space, Katy Perry.
Also, yeah. I noticed when I was editing the episode where we talked about the Blue Origin trip, I said team taking up space, and you go, wait, Fee, that's so clever. That's what they named their team, going up to space.
Okay, well, you didn't have to tell me that just now. You could have just totally run honest. With that. I would have let you have it. Well, since when? I would have let you have that. I just would have. I can't. Okay. I want to talk about the fact that I know we didn't like Kylie Jenner's look. Timmy not being there with her, I think, is fucked up. She really? Went to all of your shit, dude. You couldn't go to this. This is also for you. Like, you couldn't. You had to watch the Knicks game with your boys.
He was in an F1 race.
I think he was watching the Knicks game.
No, he went to the F1. That's where all the other stars were this weekend.
I'm pretty
race.
Sure last night he was watching the Knicks game. That's why Spike Lee wore his Knicks cap, because there was the game. And Timmy was watching it with his friends. He might have been over the weekend.
I don't know. But he
I have pictures of him Kylie, watching the game.
He and Kylie were just at a game together.
Yeah, no, this is not him at the game. This is him with his buddies watching it on a television. That is where he was last night. So
I don't really care.
I feel like you're done talking now, but you can't be. Sorry, we're still talking.
You just created that narrative, actually. You just pulled that out of thin air.
I didn't pull it out of thin air. I've been reading your vibes for the past 10 minutes thinking she's ready to be done, but we're not done, so.
Well, I haven't given you any reason to think that.
Did you guys hear that defensive? I don't care about
Kylie Jenner.
Someone seems
Timmy
guilty.
Thing.
At all, or just this thing?
This thing. I just don't like. Okay. I don't think it's.
I was about to be click so annoyed with you. If you told me you don't care about Kylie and Timmy, I was gonna be like, who are you?
No.
You sound like all those girls who think they're too good for pop culture. Shut up.
No,
you love it.
I care about that. I just don't think it's. A part of me thinks it's kind of like it could be read in a similar way as how you can read the Tom Holland Zendaya thing. I think that this is like Kylie's night. Like, this is like.
Was the Oscars not his night?
I know, but that it's not like it's an award. I think if Kylie was going to be like nominated for some award, he would go. But this is like, I don't know. It just feels different.
But now you just said this is like Kylie's night. So like,
yeah, but
whether or not she's being nominated for an award,
I don't mean it. I mean it's Kylie's. Like it's a night where she, you know, she's a fashion person. I think that. The spotlight is on her. I think there's a world where it's like, well, I don't want to. Timothy is in this industry technically the bigger star. He doesn't want to take away from anything that is going to happen with her that night.
But not in the. But okay, but by the same token, like you could make that argument for any of the things Kylie attended with Timmy for award season. You know what I mean? That like she was distracting from it, or like, that she was whatever. But the thing is, I feel that she went to all those things that were out of her comfort zone, and she went and she didn't. I mean, Pete Davidson went with Kim last year or 2 years ago. Like, what's the difference?
Well, it's. I just think I don't think it's indicative of their relationship. I think that there's just a.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying like I think. That he should have been there. I think it was like she just was by your side being fucking raked across the coals online because people hate her just for being who she is. And she still showed up knowing that people were going to talk shit on her. And you're watching the game with your boys in a house, not even at the game.
I don't know. It doesn't straight. It's not as big of a deal to me as it is to you. And that's okay.
I guess you just can't even see. You can't even see.
I mean,
what
a
I'm
little
saying.
Bit. I just see it differently.
I just think I just think he should have gone, honestly. I think he should have gone. And I think it's like a classic example of just like, she was there for you. That, and this is like her night. So you could have gone with her. And you don't have to walk the carpet together even, but I bet she wished he was there. She walked alone. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. Audra McDonald had quite the week. I think she looked great.
I thought she looked great, too.
She got a Tony nom last week for Gypsy. Okay. So that was the first thing. Now, then she like left her show on Sunday. Monday is Broadway is Dark. She goes for her fittings for the Met Gala. And then apparently she also went to go get her real ID last week. Which, by the way, you guys, if you don't have your real ID, you got to
get on it.
You got to get it. Someone was like, I can't wait for Wednesday because I just want to see the videos of people being asked to like leave the plane or they can't get on the plane and how people are going to act.
If you have your real ID, Wednesday is the day to go because Wednesday is the day to fly. I mean, because...
Book a flight, you guys. It's 5 a.m. If you're listening at 5 a.m. on Wednesday, it's time to book your flight same day.
I'm just saying, like, how... Or, like, honestly, any day this week, because there are going to be people who are turned away. And then the planes are going to be emptier.
Yeah, and you're also going to have the distinct pleasure of, like, someone getting turned away right in front of you and, like, crying. And then you being, like...
I just
and giving
very
them your real
quickly,
ID and going right through.
I have to say, my flight home from Chicago, I almost burst into tears. I Why? Was, like... Because of, first of
did
all...
Did you land upside down or something? I'm sorry, it's happening. So I just was wondering if that's why. I would cry too.
No, but I did think about it.
of course. The first thought in my head when I board a plane, I'm like, now how are we going to land this thing? Upside down, or right side up?
To me asking the pilot, hey man, what are you thinking? Up, upside down.
What are you thinking? I just want to prepare up here mentally.
I have a helmet.
And
a spare seatbelt.
You and I just start, or like a personal item helmet. We just start carrying a helmet around. They're like, so what's with the helmet? Are you okay? Are you trying to shape your skull like a baby?
I'm like, what's with the helmet? You tell me what's with the helmet.
Yeah. What's with the air traffic these days? Yeah. What's with the helmet? That's kind of an insensitive question. It's kind of a rich question coming from you, Mr. Pilot.
Deep state.
Let's see what you got and then talk to me about the helmet. Okay. Anyway, you were saying you started crying.
Well, I didn't start crying. But
you cried like
two,
a little bitch on the plane.
There
and everyone
were
was staring at you and recorded
plane.
You.
And normally
and
I'm
you were crying louder.
I'm very lucky when there aren't often babies on my plane. However, and you know, you have to get into that headspace of like, if I were the parent, I would want someone to put a sedative in my arm. Like, I would be so embarrassed. You know, I know the parents feel way worse.
That was, by the way, really dark. I feel like, holy shit. Like,
I just mean, like, I always try to remind myself the parent is so much more.
Feels worse than you do.
Nobody wants the baby to stop crying more than the parent.
Until you see the parent who like
doesn't care
and then I'm like the fury that courses through my body when I see a parent whose baby is screaming bloody murder and they're just like having a good old time. Like you're probably dissociating, but some of us can't.
This mom though, the dad was holding the younger baby and was able to get it to kind of chill out, and the mom was holding the older kid who could like walk but was still young enough to be crying because of the like pressure mm-hmm. change, and she kept going. Shh, shh, shh. I was like, you're making it so much worse. The sensory overload that you're creating now is worse than just your kid crying. Shut the fuck up. The shushing is worse.
And it's the spit that you are just shooting into this.
And it's clearly
air.
Not working. And it's clearly not helping. So just give it a rest. But listen, the kids, I understood because it felt like Caroline's, my favorite analogy Caroline has is like the kid was holding the airplane and was moving it up and down.
Well, sorry, that looked a little bit. No, but I knew what you were going to say the second I said it. I felt like a baby took it in its fist and started shaking it. Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes I'm like, do the pilots feel that we were literally just in a free fall? Do they feel?
Do the pilots think that maybe they should apologize? Should the pilots come in the air and say, hey, guys, I'm so sorry. It would be nice sometimes to acknowledge what you just put me through.
When you're driving and you like go over a curb and there are people in the car and you go, oh, sorry, my bad. Imagine the pilot like after like a bout of like bad turbulence goes, sorry, guys, my bad.
The pilot hits another plane. Sorry, guys, my bad. The pilot lands upside down. Sorry, guys, my bad.
I'm new here.
Yeah. It's my first day. It's my first day. We're actually really, really low on pilots these days. Everyone is a... We keep the I'll tell you, they implemented these tests and now they're like, okay, every pilot, we want to make sure you land this thing right side up. And now we don't have that many pilots left. So it's just me. Did you know that in the Met Gala, none of the food can have any garlic, onions, or chives? Because not even for like a reason. I was like, oh, maybe because it like smells so bad, even though I think garlic smells amazing. No, it's because Anna Wintour is just not, no, because she's not particularly fond of those three foods. Hey, then I'm not fond of the food you're serving. If there's no garlic on the premises, like, count me the fuck out. Are you kidding?
But Anna will accept an invite anytime.
But they're one of the food things that Megan Thee Stallion posted was cornbread and caviar. And I was like, okay, writing that down. Sounds delicious. What did you think of Charlie?
She was on my looks I like. I don't know if I loved it. It kind of gave me Lana. I mean, I know you didn't like Lana's look, but it had similar elements to Lana's look. The feather in the back, the black.
Was that it?
Yeah. But the feather is pretty prominent. That's a pretty big similarity.
No, hey, guys, I want you to compare in your mind Charlie XCX and what she wore and what Lana wore. Hey, Lana's entire body was covered. Hey, guys. Charlie's wearing panties.
Caroline, I just specifically said that's not what I meant.
But before that, you were like there, and I just am like explaining to you why I'm like, I don't see any similarities really. I guess the feather, but even that, I'm like, the feather was like compare those two looks.
And they were both in black. Whatever.
Well, Lana was in brown.
Anyway,
I like Charlie's look. I did not like her after party look.
I didn't notice it. Did she DJ the Met this year?
She DJed before, and that's why she was late. She was DJing somewhere, and then like she came afterwards, so she was a little bit late. Some other things. Oh, Lizzo, she had that jacket. It was supposed to be on. She was supposed to be wearing it. I think if she was wearing the jacket, I would have liked the look better. Maybe, because unfortunately, because she had, the look was very fitted all throughout like the bodice and it looked great. And then she had like on her shoulders, this cropped like blazer suit jacket that was super tailored. And I was like, it would have looked really sharp if that was on as well. What did you think of the platinum hair?
I liked it. I thought she looked great. I didn't really have any.
What's the consensus on Lizzo these days? Like, what's the story?
I don't know. Okay. We haven't gotten any, like, I feel like we never really, I don't know if things were dropped. Like, I don't know.
I know. I'm really, I would love some.
Because the stuff we were hearing wasn't great, but I would love to, like, be able to, like, turn on Truth Hurts again.
Well, exactly. And she's at the Met. So I'm like, are we just forgiving and forgetting? But I mean, not that I think we shouldn't, but I'm also like.
But also they've invited some people that, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, also so many unlit cigarettes and cigars. And to that I say, put them away. Okay. If you can't light it, it's like, embarrassing.
You know what? You know, who is it? You buy an electric cigarette.
Buy a prop cigarette. Oh, my God. Walk into. You're in New York City.
Of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, well, that
and it's chic even, and it looks really cool and badass.
It looks
you got legs. Last time I checked.
Oh, your God, husband, what is her fucking name? I can always forget her name.
Never emotionally fulfill you. Alison Dubois.
Alison Dubois.
Played
famously
by Patricia Arquette. Speaking of severance, Tramell Tillman looked great. This was a great team for him. What if he had worn just like what he wore to the Orpo?
Well, then that would have been kind of boring.
What
if he had done a dance? What if he started a flash mob and that I would have liked to
see.
What
if he brought out the marching band that played in the season finale?
That's what I'm saying. I did like that they kicked off the whole show with Ain't No Mountain High Enough, one of the greatest songs ever written for the gospel choir.
Anna Wintour kills me though, because I know she has a hand in like planning so much of this, but why did she look so bored of all? I mean, she looks like she loves it, but like at a certain point in the performance, it was like she looked like she was like,
she's like, wrap it up.
All right.
Yeah,
4 minutes is a lot longer than I thought it was when I wrote that down. Yeah. I'll remember that for next year.
The theater district's a few streets over, okay? Show's over. Thank you. No, I agree. And to that, I also say, theater district's a few streets over. Go get a prop cig. Go get a prop cigar. They have them that actually smoke. I'm sorry, there's nothing more like, it's just, takes me right out of it.
Like high
to see you
boys,
fake
high
smoking
boys
a cigarette
after their high school graduation, when their dad, like, for some reason has like,
it's like, let's smoke a cigar to celebrate.
Yeah. And, like, all the boys post their pictures and they're like just holding them. It's like,
and
okay,
it's like,
sure,
it's not even
awesome
lit
for you guys.
And you like, you zoom in, you see in the back all their parents are like watching over the shoulders to make sure none of them are lit. Yeah, like, I was like, I'm sorry, watching Dochi like pretend to smoke a cigar and no smoke coming out, like, it's low-key embarrassing. Give me the ick.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like more than one unlit cigar.
Yeah,
the cigar on this was like crazy. Lizzo, Madonna, Dochi. There's someone else too. I just was like, okay, well, anyway. I'm trying to see. What did you think of Sophia Richie?
Kind of lackluster.
I know. I thought
the picture
looked,
that Vogue posted, she looked beautiful. The picture that Vogue posted was a side silhouette. So when I went to Google and I was like, surely the front of the dress is a little more interesting. And yeah, it just didn't. It was very Sophia Richie. I thought she looked
very
great.
Sophia Richie. I liked the bows. It was obviously gorgeously tailored. I just feel like, and that's where it's tough, because for this theme, we keep saying like it's a little bit, not easier, but you can go a little bit less like out there with this theme, but I still am like, it's the Met. I still want to see something.
What did you think of
a little different from what you do every day?
Anne Hathaway. I didn't like her look.
Yeah,
I didn't really feel like it really worked.
I feel like I've seen it before,
and it looked,
I literally feel like
casual.
I've seen her in this exact look. I felt the same. I felt like the top shirt being so billowy was like not the point. Face looked amazing.
It was kind of giving like Barefoot Contessa. Low key.
Yeah. I literally was like, where have I seen this look before? And I'm like trying to think in my head. I feel like I've seen, like, there's a picture in my head of somebody.
Another Simple like Favor?
like a billowy white button down and like a tucked into like a sequin skirt. I don't know. I loved Tessa Thompson. I just want to get in a few of my tops.
Yeah, she looked great.
Oh, she
I
looked
liked her
great.
A lot.
Great. I loved the shape of her look. Laura Harrier, I thought,
yeah,
was a really
I had
nice
her down too.
Like juxtaposition between the like flowy and the movement of her look was gorgeous next to how like structured and rigid her bodice was. I loved.
I thought Nick and Priyanka looked really good.
I wish they were wearing the same shade of white though. Like,
that's a good point.
I didn't notice that. Priyanka was wearing like this starched white and black polka dot, which I thought looked gorgeous. The tailoring was stunning. I love the hat. Didn't love the necklace. She has like this huge emerald necklace on with it that I thought was like a little bit much. I would have preferred just like an open neck, I think. But then he's wearing like cream, and then they're standing literally like front to back bodies touching, and I was just like, I just wish.
But I thought
he looked good. Yeah, he looked good.
Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things, he looked great. What do you think of Quinta?
Oh, I don't know if I saw him.
Quinta Brunson's outfit, I wasn't sure about it.
I did not
like Io Debris' outfit very much.
I didn't
It wasn't
either.
My favorite. She missed the
I
mark
liked
for me
Tyla.
Last year, too. Tyla looked great. And she had big
great.
Shoes to
she
fill
always
her
does.
Own her own shoes last year's
her
debut.
Sand dress. Was
it
that
was
last
amazing.
Year?
Yeah, it was
and
last
that was
year.
Honestly like the first time I ever heard of her.
Me
I was
too.
Like, who the fuck is that in the sand dress? It looks so good.
Speaking of debuts, I thought Coco Jones looked great.
She's in my best dress look. I thought
awesome.
She looked fabulous. I mean, she looked amazing. I loved how she did it. I didn't love the way that Kiki Palmer approached a similar look with, I loved the like cream, the white structured, you know, I don't want suit jacket, whatever that was in long, but I didn't like Kiki with the black pants and they kind of felt like capris, which felt like too casual. Like, I don't think they were capris, but that's how they looked. And I didn't love. I don't know
sometimes
what I would have preferred, but
I don't know if this was Kiki's look. I can't think of it right now. But sometimes I think on some of the looks, they wore like pleated fitted pants. But then the top of it was like, it felt very like Madonna on stage a little bit. Like if she were to wear like a really like froofy top and then like fitted pleated capri pants.
Yeah.
That were like business casual vibes. I don't really love that look.
No.
But I also liked Angel Reese, I thought looked great. Did you see her outfit?
I don't even know if I saw her outfit. What did
she
it look like?
She looked great. Can't remember, but she's on my list.
Okay. Well, on my worst dress is Georgina Cristiano Ronaldo. What the hell was that? She was wearing a black slip dress. Did you see that?
No. I don't even think she was on Vogue's website.
She was wearing a black satin slip dress. Like that, like something I could go buy anywhere. I was just like, in what world? It was like not even close to the theme, I felt.
What did you think of Suki Waterhouse? It kind of was less interesting than Emma Chamberlain's, but kind of along the same lines.
I did, and I don't know if I should like it, but I liked Emma Chamberlain's look.
I did too. I didn't, the glasses to me felt a little cheap,
kitschy, like a little bit. Yeah, it makes it a little bit gimmicky, which is also how the props great.
She's really got the body for that, obviously. Like, she has that model slender body. I
never in my life thought I would appreciate the hair, but
because I'm like an Emma Chamberlain, like I've been following her forever. I've missed like longer hair on her. And maybe that's just, guys, you know how I feel about a pixie cut. You know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
To me, it automatically makes you a little bit more annoying. And if you have it, excluding the Road Warriors,
excluding anyone
you
that
have a pixie
we know
cut,
and love,
you're not annoying.
We love it. Emma Chamberlain, I think, looked so 90s chic. Like,
yeah.
She looked straight out of like
especially
a 90s
like
fashion magazine. The blue pinstriped and the hair and then the glasses. You know, I see what you mean with the
it was
the
just
making
the
it a
embellishments
gimmicky,
on the glasses. I think if she'd been wearing just like those Versace, like, 2000s glasses everybody's wearing, like, that would have worked more with the outfit. I just thought it looked a little bit gimmicky. Alex Consani, I was really excited to see, but I thought her outfit kind of missed the mark
I don't know if I saw that either.
She looked beautiful, but I just don't know if the outfit really hit for me. It just
I need to look it up.
It was a beautiful dress. It didn't mesh in my brain. I didn't, guys, as much as I wanted to love Clara's outfit. I wanted to love it so badly. I wanted
to love
what she wore. Why didn't she show up in a fucking suit? You're Clara.
Yeah. No, that's totally valid. That's totally valid.
And what the fuck is this cat about? I'm sure there's like a historical meaning and I'm going to get fucking Rachel.
You're
going
to get canceled. You're actually going to get canceled. I wasn't crazy about it. You know how I feel about cats. What did you think of Halle Berry? I did not like it.
We already talked about Halle Berry.
No, we talked about Halle Bailey.
Oh, Halle Berry. I didn't like it. Now I'm remembering.
Her full vagina out,
yeah,
basically.
I didn't like it.
I was just like, I don't know.
Do
and her
me.
Makeup looked a little bit scary. Like, I did not. She was on my worst dress list. Sorry. My worst dress list.
Looked sharp.
I got Halle Berry. Good one. Halle Berry, Kim Kardashian, Lana Del Rey, Georgina Cristiano Ronaldo, Natasha Lyonne, Maya Hawke. And that's really all that's like on my worst dress.
Some of the people you listed, I didn't end up putting on here because they weren't like so reprehensible to me. But my four that I wrote down were Maya Hawke. Is it Lewis or Louis Partridge?
I don't know.
Anyway, Olivia Rodrigo's boyfriend, James Corden, and Anthony Pratt.
I didn't see James Corden. Oh, God.
Just the fucking suit. That's why I'm pissed.
Boring as fuck. It's just like, and it, honestly, I was like, I want to put Hailey Bieber on here, too. But it's
but
not
it
that I didn't like the
so
look.
Bad.
I'm just like, and I guess you followed the theme. I'd love to know what you guys think about that. Like, what do you guys think about
there were a lot of, and
her
maybe this
isn't Kendall's approach.
This is a bit of a danger with a theme like this, I suppose, to an extent, is I do think for some people, it could be hard to manage the line between looking too casual and being on theme. I see that in Anne Hathaway and Hailey Bieber. Hailey Bieber, that it looked like a girl boss, like going to after work drinks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like she looked like she, I mean, again, like I wear that outfit once a week. Like anytime I go out, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll just throw this on. Like that, it was just, and then her hair, I was like, do something with your hair or something if you're going to just have this like kind of, it just was so boring. I thought Kendall's was pretty boring too. It was fine. But
I didn't like Rosalia's outfit. I don't know if you saw hers.
Yeah, I did. People seemed really like taken with it. Like they really liked it because it was so tailored to her literal body. Like you could see the outline of every curve and whatever. But it felt very Kim Kardashian to me. And I don't like cap sleeves. Sorry, I don't.
And we've said that before on this podcast.
And now we've said it. And we've said it before. And you know what? I was listening to Giggly Squad the other day. And Paige goes, and now we've said it. And I was like,
hey, do y'all listen?
Oh, mention you listen? Yeah. Hey, Because, shout us out.
Because hey Paige, Miss I'm Too Cool for School. I know you don't know that that's from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Well,
I know for a fact you know that that's not a Camille Grammer quote.
I know for a fact that you know that's from our podcast. Guys, I mean, obviously, we'll be getting the blinds this week. We'll be getting more tea. We'll be finding out what was happening once those doors were closed. So you'll probably get a little bit more of that from us on Friday on the Patreon for all members, except for free. Sorry. All paid members are going to get our full podcast. We're going to be talking about Phoebe's trip to Chicago, my trip to New York. We both went to the Brat Tour. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about all of the television, all of the business. I want to talk about Amy Lou Wood and Walton Goggins drama. I want to talk about the Blake Lively Anna Kendrick press tour. I mean, there's a lot we're going to be discussing. So you're going to want to tune in. So that's on Friday. Tomorrow, we are going to be releasing our Season 7, Episode 2 recap. So if you haven't listened to our Season 7 premiere yet, what the hell are you waiting for? You better go listen. TikTok Bitches is live streaming everywhere.
I think it was a pretty funny episode.
It was. It always is. And we are going to be doing another Punch Bowl this month as well, and a pilot, of course. So let us know what you'd like to see from us. Please leave us a rating. Tell everyone you know about us and let us know what your favorite looks of the Met Gala were and your least favorite. And if you have any disagreements with us, just keep those to yourself. But if you agree emphatically, I want to know. Okay, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for listening and we will see you next week.
And splat.
Splurt.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.